Officer Noam Chomsky, thank you for taking the time to meet with us.
Very pleased to be with
you. We had to come all the way to Amman, Jordan to talk to you.
Well, you get a free trip.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking that you should send the flower to the border control official who said that you can go into the territories.
Actually, Birzeit ought to send thanks, since it publicized the talk, which otherwise no one would have ever heard of. I mean, I've talked to Birzeit before, and nobody ever knew.
We were meeting you after the talk, the conference talk, the video talk that you gave to Birzeit. Was there anything in that talk that might have...
talked about you. It was mostly about, it was about the United States. It was U.S. foreign relations. So, of course, the Middle East came up, and I talked about Israel-Palestine. But, I mean, it doesn't compare to talks that I've given in Israel.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the Ministry of Interior apologized and claimed that it was a simple misunderstanding.
No, that's certainly false. It was perfectly well understood. The border official was in constant contact with the ministry, and he played no role. He was simply referring questions and comments from the ministry, and they understood everything, and their reasons were very clear and explicit.
Why? What do you think the reasons were?
They're the ones that kept coming back from the ministry, that he kept asking over and over. One was, he did mention, well, they don't like your, you know, they don't like your views, the government. So I said, yes, let's try to find one government in the world that does like my views.
Has it happened to you in any other country in the world?
Well, there's one case of a country which wouldn't allow me in. That was Czechoslovakia under the Russians in 1968. It's hard to think of a case outside of totalitarian states where someone has been refused entry because they've been invited to give a talk at a particular university.
Mm-hmm. So I guess you're going to use this. I can hear your lectures now in the U.S. campuses.
I haven't intended to say anything about it if I'm asked.
And why didn't you try to come in after the ministry apologized?
I don't have time. I have a short trip, several countries to visit. I'll go on to the next country.
So you were here in Jordan, Birzeit. You were planning to go to Birzeit, and tomorrow you were leaving for Beirut.
And there's simply no time to add anything.
And is it intentional, the fact that you haven't been to Israel in, what, 12, 13 years? Is it?
No more intentional than the fact that I haven't been to Brazil for the same number of years, or Argentina, or that I've never been to countries that I'm constantly invited to. I mean, I have a very intense series of requests for visits. I can't take a fraction
of them. It's just a matter of a timetable.
Mainly the matter of the timetable and what's high on the agenda. So,
by the way, we could have conducted this interview in Hebrew, right? You speak fluent Hebrew.
I'm rusty. If it was 50 years ago, yes.
Your father was a Hebrew professor.
Yeah, and I lived in Israel for a while, and my Hebrew was, you know, it's obviously an American accent, but it was fluent. I can still read perfectly well, but I wouldn't trust myself to speak. I have to think too hard to get the words out.
But, you know, I think it emphasized the complexity of the issue, because on the one hand, you speak Hebrew and you come from a Jewish family, and you talked about anti-Semitism when you were young, and you lived on a kibbutz, and you actually considered staying in Israel. And on the other side, you were the most outspoken critic of Israel, and, I mean, you undermine Israel's existence,
that's quite false. In fact, I don't regard myself as a critic of Israel. I regard myself as a supporter of Israel. The people who are harming Israel, in my opinion, and it's what I've said many times, are those who claim to be supporting it. They are helping drive Israel towards moral degeneration and possible ultimate destruction. I think support for Israel should be support for policies which are to its benefit.
But you talk about the fact that you don't support the right of Israel to exist as a Jewish state.
I don't support the right of
Israeli public saw you go and shake hands with Hezbollah's leader Nasrallah just a couple of days before he started the bombing Israel
A couple of days before, and furthermore, they saw pictures of me meeting Nasrallah, but they didn't see pictures of me meeting his main enemy, with whom I spent much more time, Walid Jumblatt. What's happening is that when I went to Lebanon, as in any other country, I try to find out as much as I can about the country if I have a little time. So I met with the head of Hezbollah. It's a major political force in Lebanon. In fact, in the last elections, the coalition that they...
It's also this leader who's calling the demolition of Israel and...
Actually, what Hezbollah's position has been is that any position that the Palestinians accept, they'll accept. He doesn't think Israel should exist. Okay.
I mean, he has so many missiles which are aiming Israel, and now he's aiming to bomb Tel Aviv. But, you know, even there should...
I'm sorry. He has missiles, but they're used for deterrence. Now, let's go back a step. You said I'm calling for the destruction of Israel, or some words like
that. No, that you...
I don't think it should exist as a Jewish state. Yeah, I don't think the United States should exist as a Christian state. I don't think that Pakistan should exist as an Islamic state.
But there's a big difference, because the United States and Pakistan, there is no nation in the world calling for their destruction and having a nuclear weapon like Iran, for example. And
like Iran does not have nuclear weapons, and it's not calling for the destruction.
It is calling for the destruction. Ahmadinejad is very specific in saying that.
These are quotations that are appear in the Israeli press.
I heard him say that in his voice.
No, what he said is, I don't approve of it, he said he was quoting Khomeini during a period when Israel was very close to Iran. I didn't mind Khomeini saying it. He said, in the end of time, Israel will disappear, words like that.
No, he was very specific.
But look, the Israel is in a position of security well beyond that of many other states, which do not, and insofar as they call themselves not states of their citizens, but states of a particular category of citizens, object to it in principle.
So what should I understand from your words? What are you telling Israelis? Go back to Europe,
not
live as a minority here in Israel, take a chance, disregard history, sit on the beach. What should we understand from your... What is your action tomorrow morning?
Exactly what I write, 1,000 times. Though I was opposed to the existence of a Jewish state, and that was part of the Zionist movement, remember, as a Zionist youth leader, yes, I was opposed to the forming a Jewish state. Once it was formed, 1948, my position has consistently been that Israel should have all the rights of every state in the international system, no more and no less. Now, Israel demands more, and I don't agree.